Paintball, the game of thrills, that's what Nicholas Nick says. Time for more helpful tips on the best paintball hopper buying guide. Welcome to Paintballs Pro. There is a wide range of paintball hoppers on the market, and unless you have experience playing paintball, you are likely to make a costly mistake when you want to buy one. However, to help you make a right buying decision, we have put together a buying guide that you can follow to buy the best paintball hopper to improve your paintballing experience. Number 1, size and weight. When you hit the market, one of the first things to look out for before making a buying decision is the paintball hopper's size and weight. The reason is that if you buy a hopper that is too heavy for you to carry, it may ruin your paintballing experience. In fact, your opponents will quickly get at you since you'd pay more attention to take a heavy hopper instead of strategizing on how to fire a shot at them. A good paintball hopper should be able to hold more than 100 balls at a decent weight. With 100 balls and above, you won't get to reload so often. Importantly, you should also look for a hopper that comes with a decent size. We bet you don't want a hopper whose size would make you uncomfortable even as you wear your paintball clothing. Number 2. The level of competition you intend participating in. The next thing to consider is the seriousness of the level of competition you intend to participate in. While there are different paintballing tournaments, players need to identify which level of the tournament they would like to play. Doing this will give you a heads up to choose a suitable paintball hopper to enhance your experience. If you don't play paintball too often, your best bet would be to purchase a hopper for beginners. These models of hoppers are reliable and relatively simple to use. Conversely, if you are only a weekend player, it makes sense to go for a mid-level model. Such a model will not only impress your teammates, it will give you an edge over your opponents. Finally, if you are a professional player, then we suggest purchasing a high-end paintball hopper. This will help you to sustain the tempo in the field of play. With a high-end hopper, you will have the confidence to fire a shot at your opponent without any disappointment. Number 3. Compatibility with your gun. The compatibility of a paintball hopper with your gun is another thing to look out for. If a hopper is not compatible with your gun, you would have a terrible playing experience on the field of play. You can also see the 10 paintball hoppers we have reviewed on the Paintballs Pro website that are compatible with most paintball guns on the market. However, you still have to do your own due diligence to ensure you are doing the right thing. You don't want a situation where after paying for a hopper and taking delivery of it, you start seeking a way to return it to the retailer. So, check for compatibility before parting with your money. Number 4. Style. The style of the paintball hopper is another area to review. Paintball hoppers come in different types, as such, look out for the one that style matches your marker or gun's design and style. Besides, consider the color of your gun before making payment. The best thing is to have a gun and a hopper in the same color. Number 5. The rate of fire. The firing rate of a hopper is another significant factor you need to consider. The last thing you would wish for is to buy a hopper whose firing rate will ruin your chances of defeating your opponents. Paintball hoppers with a reasonable firing rate are those in the mid-range and high-end region. If you have the money to buy the best, we encourage you to purchase one in the mid-range and high-end region. However, as a newbie, you can still use an entry-level hopper since you won't participate in serious tournaments. Number 6. Durability. The list of the things to look out for when you hit the market would not be complete without mentioning the paintball hopper's durability. While most hoppers are made with plastic materials, some are highly durable and will last long as you maintain them properly. Whether you intend to buy an electric feed or gravity feed hopper, it is essential to pay attention to your gear's durability. We suggest you buy a hopper that can withstand the hit of your gun. Ensure you don't buy a paintball hopper that won't stand the taste of time. If you are hoping to play a professional paintball, you need to invest in a hopper that will last you for some years without compromising your safety. Hope that makes sense, right? Let's discuss some most common questions people often ask. Question 1. What is a paintball hopper? A paintball hopper is a device that attaches to a paintball gun. It stores paint before discharging to the marker or gun for firing. Question 2. How big is the paintball hopper? Generally, the standard paintball hopper can hold around 200 balls. With standard firing, these balls can be discharged entirely in 10 seconds. Question 3, is the hopper compatible with your paintball gun? Of course. The hopper should be compatible with your paintball gun, otherwise, it may ruin your chances of winning your opponents. Question 4, how do I safely carry a paintball hopper? Having shell out so much money to buy the best paintball hopper, the last thing you would want to do is not care for your equipment. Manufacturers of paintball hoppers have made it easy for players to convey a hopper safely. The casing can safely contain all the parts, including the rain lids and the battery. If you can safely keep all the components that make up a hopper, it would last long for you. Question 5, how do I maintain a paintball hopper? Maintaining a paintball hopper is not as difficult as most newbie players think. To keep your hopper in good condition so that it doesn't disappoint during gameplay, adhere to the following maintenance tips. Number 1, disassemble the hopper carefully so that when reassembling it, no part will get missing. Number 2, use a clean cloth to clean the leftover paint so that it would not cause any jam. Number 3, do not use any other chemical detergent to clean the hopper except water and soap. Number 4, preserve the paintball hopper's surfaces with the recommended oil. And finally, use the appropriate casing to store the paintball to avoid dirt accumulation. Question 6, how many paintball fit in a hopper? Most hoppers you see on the market hold around 200 paintballs. Question 7, does the paintball hopper come with batteries? Not all hoppers have batteries. If you buy the gravity type, you have nothing to worry about, as they don't come with batteries. However, the electronics type are fitted with batteries to supply electrical power to enable the hopper to function correctly. Question 8, how does a paintball hopper work? A paintball hopper is usually attached to the paintball gun's feed neck. It works by feeding balls to the gun's breech by the law of gravity. It feeds about 10 to 20 balls per second. Question 9, how to choose the best paintball hopper loader? Before you shell out your hard-earned money to buy a paintball hopper, ensure you check the boxes in terms of size and weight, your experience level, compatibility with your marker, rate of fire, style, as well as durability. Looking out for these factors before you buy a hopper will help you avoid making a wrong buying decision. Question 10, what is the best hopper for paintball? While there are several great hoppers on the market, you should choose your hopper according to your needs and of course you also should follow the metrics I have discussed. Some popular paintball hoppers are, Virtue Spire, Vakken VSL, Prota Primo and Empire Paintball Hopper. Question 11, what qualities to look for in a paintball hopper? Before buying any hopper, check for the size and weight, firing rate, style, durability, as well as compatibility with your gun. There you have it. The best paintball hopper for money can improve your paintballing experience. Whether you a newbie or you have been playing paintball for years, a low-quality hopper could ruin your chances of conquering your opponents on the field of play. Before you buy any paintball hopper, do your due diligence in addition to what you have learned from this show. One of the areas you need to research is the features and quality of the hopper. Importantly, consider your experience level and budget before parting with your money. If you don't know how to operate a hopper, the owner's manual will help you use your equipment. Importantly, you can also participate in a training session to further improve your playing and shooting skills. If you have an upcoming tournament, we suggest that you enroll in a training session to learn the new tactics and techniques of playing both woods ball and speedball. That's it for today. I am your host Nicholas Nick, the paintball coach. We'll see you back here again soon for more episodes of Paintball Pro. Till then, enjoy paintballing.